All right, let's finish the reading for the first creation. This is the, other than the introduction, this is the first chapter in Original Cause. So yesterday, I read about how God, Spirit, Self. I'm just going to refer to my loving light, which can be considered God, my loving light, or my light as self. Just to simplify things, capital S, self. Okay, so self yesterday had a desire to split into pieces because part of self wanted to go back to sleep. But now that self has consciousness, there's this desire to know, right? Consciousness wants to have a knowing. All right. And also, we read about how self begin to have feelings, right? Now, the will, where the will has existed the whole time. The will within us, we can consider our emotional body. And for consciousness and the awareness of self, we can consider the mental body, light shining onto the emotional body. When we have feelings, it's data, and then the feelings eventually create an understanding. So it's light shining into the darkness. The darkness of the will needs space to vibrate. We'll talk about again how lost will prevents expansion of light. Okay, because expanding light is evolving light. But I'm going to read and we'll finish this chapter. Now, oh, wait. Let me share my screen. I like to have these slides as good visuals. Okay. Now, to return to my plan to know myself, I felt that I had to return to the original state in which I had discovered myself. And experience it again. I have since realized that this could not really be done, but at the same time, I did not know it. The success I did have was due to my memory, but I didn't know that at the time either. At that time, I thought I had actually gone back to sleep. In all of myself, and was going to awaken again. I had the experience, all right, and much to my surprise, I noticed something I had not noticed the first time. Movement had awakened me. Movement is key here, okay? Movement created the awakening the first time. But now, as more self is beginning to have these experiences, new understandings are surfacing within the consciousness of self. I had a new dilemma on my hands now. Not only had I discovered movement, but I had a feeling it was not me that had moved. I was mad at myself for not even knowing if it was me or not that had moved. And I was also angry at this movement, whatever it was, because it had awakened me into the torment I was experiencing instead of leaving me in the reverie where I had felt such bliss. I resented being awakened by this thing that I felt was not me, and I blamed it. Resentment, anger, blame. There are three types of expressions that were born within the original cause of self that we experience as pieces of self. This becomes lost will. Before I even knew I had a will, all of these feelings became lost will because I also had an ecstasy of awareness that I did not want to disturb with what I have just described for fear it would turn the ecstasy sour. Part of the lost will from then on has tried to hide from me for fear it was the cause of my problems. We all experience fear at one point in our life and still do. Well, here is where fear has progressed in a short amount of creation. This is part of the original cause of fear. This thing that had responded to me gave me strange feelings that I was not alone, and I still have lost will manifestations from this time that give others eerie feelings they are not alone. And yet, if something is there, it cannot be found. You see, I was creating already and did not know it. Everything rippling through my consciousness either passed on through and was gone, or it had found a home in the magnetic essence, which gave it the means to remain present. What I was creating could not yet go forth into manifestation, but if it found a home, it was becoming present within me as differentiations in my consciousness. So essentially, the will is being impacted by some of these thoughts or some of these sparks of light are impacting the will and the darkness, the magnetic essence. Okay, the will. Think of the will as the ground, a black canvas, and the light is impacting it, finding a home. So this means that the will has taken in this light, okay, this little bit of light that self is trying to understand about self. But there's also light that is not attracted to the will. So I would suspect that with the will having fear, okay, and self, the consciousness of self having fear, that it found a home in the magnetic essence. But with the differentiations that are being created, so there's this attempt of trying to understand, but understanding's not going to be present unless self and will, I'm going to say my love and light, because when I use self, It makes me think of the four-part system of God. Okay, that's all of self. When loving light, which at the time doesn't realize that it is loving light, it's just light. Light impacts the will, then that light has found a home within. Within the receptive state, and then there's a response that let the light know that it found a home. It's very difficult to try to explain the images that go through our mind when we read this book, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Because we are actually taking our consciousness all the way back to the beginning of everything before the mind was even created. So, to wrap symbols and especially words around what is being received as we read these books is a challenge. But these are the most powerful books that I've read out of my library, which I thought The Cosmic Doctrine, which I have right here by Dion Fortune, was a very difficult read. I read it probably 5 to 10 times. But this, even with the personification of Creator, and the use of the English language is very powerful and will create stirrings within ourselves that allows us to travel with our consciousness to retrieve the understanding in order for us to create space and also retrieve our lost will. And once we have our lost will, because we have to bring it to us and hold that space and integrate it, then we become more whole of who we are. We're all reflections of aspects of self, and these aspects, with so many degrees of variance, is all within us. It's amazing because we are images of what we are actually reading about within the Right Use of Will book series. All right, keep reading. All of this consciousness had points of view that were not always aligned with what I wanted my main purpose to be. I had desire to know myself, as I have said, and I did not know if it was only me I was getting to know. I had intent to ignore things I did not like, but I did not know that. Then I was subtly deciding that these things were not me. I had quite a bit of lost will before I really got started in the creating business. I had desire to get rid of anything I did not like, and I also needed to know what was out there beyond what I already felt? I had it neatly rationalized, but I had intent to get the thing that had moved to go out there and tell me what it found. The thing went along with this plan of mine, even though it did not like the plan, because of the fear and guilt it was already holding without my knowing it was holding these things. The thing that had moved was the will, of course, but I had not realized that either. I wanted it to go, to move, however it could, and see what it found. And no question about it, I planned to lose the thing once it let me know what it had found. So again, my light, okay. My light has a plan to lose the thing once it lets me know what it has found. So there's this lack of connection because it is unknown to within the consciousness of my light. Right. I had fear of the thing, and the thing had fear of me. Even though we did not feel comfortable with one another, moving apart still seemed more frightening than holding still. We had a standoff for time I could not measure. I had feelings moving so fast in me, I did not know how to measure what happened. The thing had feelings of guilt that made it feel it had to help me solve the problems it had caused me. So here we essentially have our mental body and our emotional body trying to work together without knowing how to work together. The mental body wants to shine light to the emotional body. The emotional body wants to respond with understanding. And then there is a type of mutual understanding, which creates space, more space for consciousness to grow. All right. So my light, mental body, if we put it within our own perspective, emotional body would be the thing, is what it's called for now, the will. Okay. The thing also had a fear of moving that I did not understand at the time. It seemed to me that this thing would move when I didn't want it to, and then resist moving when I wanted it to move. The will felt guilty because it knew what I was feeling. I had judged the will already without realizing it, and the will took this in. Fear and guilt in the will increased, and I did not know why. I was feeling like I did not want it around anymore, and I gave it a push that sent it moving out much faster than it was prepared to handle. This is important. So here, light has taken action and pushed the will away. So now there's a gap. Okay. Let's find out what the light learned from pushing the will away. Pushing the will in this way let me know that I could move too. I had so many feelings rush into me concerning this movement that I was awash in them for quite some time before I felt an urge to try to find out what the thing I had pushed out was experiencing out there. So lots of new feelings, which are being shared or reflected between light and the will. I was afraid I had blown my whole experiment because I had been so busy with my own rationalizations that I had not received anything from the thing. Then I felt it and realized that I had been feeling it all along without noticing. I had been experiencing a great rush of speed, almost like a wind, but what jolted me into awareness of it was that I began receiving from the thing a growing feeling of terror that it could not stop itself. So imagine being in complete darkness and not having the light, being pushed, a force pushed away, and just floating away from the light. So terror was born. Terror was born before this, but now different types of expressions of terror are being born. It says here, I suddenly had a desire to help it, the thing, but I could not. I did not know how. I had a feeling of hopeless. I had a feeling of helplessness. The will has had such a fear of displeasing me that it has not been able to tell me until now that it has a terror of falling and a terror of speed that has not passed from lost will even now. So here the light is telling us that we personally will feel this experience. And we can identify now back in the first creation that the will, who we can consider mother of everything, does not like or has a terror of falling and has a terror of speed. This is why the body and the emotional body and our consciousness, our mental body moves way faster, the higher chakras, but the emotional body, the lower chakras, are very powerful when there's an eruption of some of that red chakra energy, anger and the, but right now, this is way before even colors are even part of the creation story. The will, there is lost will, which is manifested within us here on Earth, that has these characteristics of terror of falling and terror of speed. Okay. I was thinking about it, how even when we ride a roller coaster and our stomach will feel that, we'll have that feeling in our stomach. That is a terror of falling, a terror of speed, which the ego identifies for us, for our consciousness. But it's the same experience and these aspects that were played out, these experiences and these aspects that played out in the first creation. Light went on to say, at the time it first fell, I could do nothing but watch it fall in space until it was gone. I had another understanding now. I could see. I had just seen the will fall away from me, and nothing else had ever been so vivid in my mind. I had had a feeling that I could see, but I hadn't had anything to see before. Now I had just witnessed what I thought was another being going into darkness and not return. I had an uneasy feeling that this had not been pleasant for it, and I began to feel guilty that I had caused it to happen. I did not know then that I had grown bigger and could not help but move the wheel back to make more room for my increasing light. I felt guilty that I had pushed it so hard, but fear and ineptitude had caused me to do it. I felt it wasn't right to have done it, but I had done it involuntarily. I didn't know I was going to do it until I had already done it. I had a feeling of remorse and felt I had lost something I had to have. I had loved the thing that had moved and did not know it until I lost it. I had discovered love by losing it. I had great emotional depression for a long time. So, to close the paragraph, again, I had loved the thing that had moved and did not know it until I lost it. I had discovered love by losing it. I had great emotional depression for a long time. So here, the light now has an understanding of the conceptual, he can conceptualize love and unlovingness. There's this moral compass that is being created within light. So all these experiences were not judged, but as good or bad, okay? Because they're learning experiences that had to happen to create the unfoldment for these concepts of what we call guilt and fear and terror, anger, love, which love is all there is, but now there's this concept of unlovingness and love. The push, when the light pushed the darkness, it was out of ignorance, out of lack of understanding. Okay, we actually create experiences where we do things and later look back on it, and it was lack of understanding, ignorance, or may have the appearance of unlovingness. But as long as we learn from the experience and choose not to do it again, or choose differently, let me say it that way, in a more loving expression, then that's really all that matters. Because that's what we're all doing. We're all attempting to find the understanding to become more receptive to my loving light. Right? So the electromagnetic, the will, electricity, the light will impact the will, and there will be a response of understanding, okay, but it appears early in creation that the light was more of an abuser of the will. And so the will generated a lot of feelings based off fear, terror, and we'll see within the second creation, where the will begins to respond differently to the light based off those initial impacts from the light. Because when ultimately we have a electromagnetic energy that creates a unity. And once we have that unity, then space begins to open up and consciousness itself expands along with or what we could say, evolving consciousness. But the mental body has to coincide and work with the emotional body, and eventually we have what we would consider heart as the bridge. But that'll be all for today. That concludes the first creation.